Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for making us part of your Monday morning. I do appreciate that. And we got a couple folks in today with a, it's almost one of those conversations where you're like, yeah, that's simple, but it's something we actually absolutely need to talk about, especially because today, tomorrow, it's going to be as hot as we've had all year. We've got Burke the Conrad. He's a sergeant with HPD. Also, Monica Keene is in as well. She's also with the HPD. Guys, I appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks Glad for having us.
And we got Benji over in the corner. Benji, how are you, buddy?
Good.
he's on his phone. He's fine. You guys sent me over some information last week, Berkeley. I think that came from you, but came from somebody. On average, 38 children a year die from heat-related deaths from being trapped inside vehicles. That's a, that's a staggering number.
It is, yeah, pretty scary.
Yeah, I mean, where do those numbers come from? Is that just a national? I mean, do we unfortunately have to track that every year?
Yeah, it's one thing that we do track, and that's where we got our numbers from, offline or online.
And last year, 52? So last year, that's a super, obviously incredibly high number.
That was the highest number recorded.
Yeah. Okay. And how far does that go back? Do we know how far those numbers go back, or just as long as they've been tracking them?
Right.
Okay. So this year, numbers saying already 18. And as we said here in Helena, this part of the state, it's going to be incredibly hot today, the next few days. And so this is a good time to start chatting about this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're just trying to remind people that those quick trips to the gas station, hey, I'm just going to run inside, I'm going to just pay the pump, or I got to run to the house real quick, they're fine. It's that first 10 minutes. You don't know what's going to keep you for those 10 minutes. And that's mm-hmm. when that temperature is going to rise astronomically. And that's where the kids are going to not be able to breathe, and they end up having serious health issues or even death.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that's always the case, right? Where you think I'm just going in to get something, and then you see somebody you know, or you see,
Absolutely.
It's very easy to lose track of 10 minutes.
Right. And these kids that are dying are usually your 3 and under. Most of the deaths actually happen 1 and under. So it's new moms. It's new dads. They're out of their element. They're trying to learn how to be new parents. They're, a lot of stress, not the fatigue, forgetting that something's back there, forgetting that their child's back there, running in the grocery store real quick because they just... Taking the child out is just so much work, and they don't want to wake the child up. But those are the little things, those priorities. Your child is a priority, so, reschedule the trip to the grocery store, or, if the child's sleeping and you want to take it out, just go next time, because they don't really think it's going to happen to them. But worst case scenario is what you should be thinking all the time. And
And you touched on some of it, because I suppose the immediate, the obvious question that people have is, how does this happen, right? Like, how could you forget that you have a child in the back?
Exactly,
It does happen very often.
It does, yeah. We're humans. We forget things. You get under, that stress or that crisis, and you have things that push you out of your routine. And then it just happens as a tragedy. It really is. So we're just trying to remind people. Sorry, that's my kid. Benji, what's up? We'll help you in a second, buddy.
Your show's over, Benji.
His show is over.
We'll find you another one.
See, we get pushed out of routine and you get offset. And now you're trying to push forward. What was I saying? What was I doing?
Yeah.
And that's what happens with these parents. Maybe the daycare closed or something. And they're like, oh, crap, I got to push it somewhere else. And then they forget and they actually end up going to work. So we're trying to remind parents, especially new parents, to create these positive habits. Always check your back seat. If you have to have a laptop during the day for work, put it next to your child to remind it, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that. And a lot of these things are not malicious. These parents, they seriously just make these horrible mistakes, and it's something that they have to live with every day. So we're just trying to do everything that we can do to prevent those 52 deaths or that 18 from just this year.
Well, and I suppose some of it too is, as we've said, it's not necessarily forgetting. It's maybe not just being fully cognizant of potential consequences. I mean, just thinking, hey, I'm only going to take 10 minutes. You know, I'm only going to take 15 minutes. Well, that's not that long.
What's 10 minutes? What's 5 minutes? But they don't realize that babies' bodies, you know, they heat up three to five times faster than an adult body. They don't have the chance to move around or get cool. A lot of people try to think that, oh, I'm going to crack the window and park my car in the shade.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything, right? Like,
let's be real. It helps a little bit, but in reality, it does not help the way it needs to help. It's a greenhouse effect in the car. It's still going to heat up. The child is trapped, per se, and they can't get out. So it's just not a safe thing to do. We want to debunk that completely and say, do not crack your, even for dogs and pets, because it's not going to help them. They don't have a way to get out. They're trapped in this hot car while you're out going out and getting some groceries or whatever you're doing.
Yeah. And it doesn't take very long. Like you said, it's like a 10-minute thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not an hour, 2 hour thing. I mean, this is something very quick.
Very quick. And then you'll be hitting triple digits in the degrees in the car. Very hot. Again, the kids can't breathe. They start sweating. You're going to see red face. They're unable to respond to you. So when we respond to hot car, these kids in these cars, sometimes it's parents that, you know, haven't got to unload the groceries or something. And they accidentally lock the kid in the car with the keys in it. So we have to respond, and we start the clock. We look, we watch the way that the kid's responding to us when we're knocking on the window. We try to call out their names, and if they're still continuing to respond, we can wait till like a locksmith gets there. But let's be real, trying to get a locksmith from across town to come to your car, you're waiting. Those minutes are very precious. So we end up just potentially breaking out the window to get the child out of the car, because like I said, those minutes are precious, and we're talking about serious health risks and potentially death.
We're talking this morning about was something that unfortunately is a reality, that lots of kids die every year in this country from being left in a hot car, and it's a staggering number. 38 children on average die a year, 52 last year. We've already had 18 in the country this year die from being left in a hot car. And I guess it's not always, as you said, it's not always the fact that these kiddos die. I mean, that number is counting the fatalities, but a lot of kids probably suffer some serious injury. I mean, okay, we saved them. They, you know, these children did not die, and that's a fantastic thing, but there's a potential for very serious injury too, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, so we might look at it, we might think that we'll be okay, so the kids will be okay. You know, I'd be okay sitting there for 10 minutes. But as you said, Mike, I mean, this kids warm up a lot faster than what we do.
They do, and they're not able to communicate when they're uncomfortable.
Sure.
We move around as adults, and we're able to unlock the car and get out. And yeah, we're able to tolerate more than a child can. Absolutely.
Well, and something that I'd read about too is that those rear facing car seats, that can be that seems to be sort of a recurring theme too, right? Because it's we don't see anything different in the back seat.
Right. I mean, a sleeping child, you cannot even know that they're there.
Right.
A rear facing child seat, you can't really necessarily see the child. So again, you're putting in that stress, that fatigue, the change in routine. Something happened at work. Something happened at home, and you're having to like lift up your work day or whatever, and what happens is you forget that your kid's back there. And it happens. It sucks. It happens. But we were just trying to just remind people this is what we can do to try to prevent it, because the 52 deaths last year is 52 too many. The 18 this year, 18 too many. And it doesn't stop there. It's pets. It's dogs. It's cats.
Yeah, we should include, you know, the pets too, right? Because I don't know what the statistics are there, but it's probably just, you know, if we hear the numbers, it's just as staggering.
It's more. It's way more. It's hundreds. It's not just 52. It's hundreds. And it's people who love their pets and they're like, hey, I'm just going to go out and eat. You can't bring your pet into a restaurant. You can't bring your pet into a grocery store. And this is the complaints that we hear. But we just tell people, you know, the safest thing to do is leave them at home. They'll be excited for you when you get home. It's going to be great. You're not a bad pet parent, if you will,
right,
for leaving your dog at home and keeping him safe than leaving him in a hot car where he has no time to escape and he dies.
Yeah.
So the big thing is we're just trying to remind people to do that. And if you see something, call us. That's our job. It's what we do. If you see a child in a car and it's hot and you're like, well, I don't know if they want, just call. Doesn't matter. If you see a dog in a car and it's hot outside or even 60 degrees, we've had kids die when it's 60 degrees outside and being locked in cars. Call us and we will address the issue, because that is our job. And you better to call and be safe than to have a child or an animal die.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a little bit more to chat about, and these guys are going to stick around, so we might as well keep chatting. But we do have to take a quick break. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to make sure Benji's got his next show going. I'm going to see what he's watching because I need to add to my Netflix list anyway. And then we'll be back with more Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around. And as you just heard, of course, it is Fair Week. We were trying to get Kevin Tenney in here this week, but I think schedules got bit. You know what? He's probably a little bit busy today. This thing kicks off on Wednesday. And just give you a couple of numbers, a couple of facts before we head back in to talk with our friends from the HPD. Again, the Last Chance Stampede and Fair starts on Wednesday, runs through Saturday. It's just $3 to get in. There's no parking charge. Of course, that's $3 to get into the grounds. That doesn't necessarily get you into the night show or the rodeo. You got to buy those tickets separately, but it'll get you onto the midway. It'll get you in line for a funnel cake, so that's good. We've got the rides. We've got the games. And that starts Wednesday. The Kids Stick Horse Rodeo, that's going on at 9 Wednesday morning to kick that all off. I don't know if Benji should go over there. I bet, Benji, you'd be great at the Stick Horse Rodeo. Our friends from the Mighty Mo going to be over there doing that thing. Then the actual sort of the event really opens up at 5 with you can go in and check out all the 4-H stuff. The night show is that night, Low Cash, Clint Black. Tickets still available for that, but you're probably going to want to get them. Otherwise, you're going to be standing in a line for like an hour beforehand, and that's no good. So get your tickets. The rodeo is going to be good. Stock from Kessler once again. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Kitty Parade downtown, that kicks off at 11 o'clock on Thursday. The rodeo Military Appreciation Night. Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night. And then on Saturday is the Youth Rodeo at 8, the big parade downtown at noon. Livestock sale starts at 11 o'clock. The 4-H kids have been in. They've been chatting about that. A great chance to help out that organization and fill a few freezers at the same time. Then we got the final performance of the rodeo, of course, that night. They're honoring the 4-H kids that night as well. So log on online. All the information available online. You can check out at lccfairgrounds.com. You can get a list of all the things that are going on, get some facts and figures there. But just wanted to share a little bit with you there. And then back into a show. Berkeley, you're ready for this, right? I wanted to give you a little bit of a break so you can mentally prepare.
Oh, I appreciate that, Troy. Yeah. I guess I wanted to add a couple notes to the fair this week.
Yeah, do it.
It's super busy going into the fair every night. There's cars backed up all the way on Henderson and Custer. We want to make sure that people plan accordingly, maybe leave a little bit early, have a plan to where they're going to park, because there's not any parking, as people know, the last couple of years on those streets. There will be law enforcement to help direct traffic every night. We also ask that people, if they are planning on drinking and having a good time at the fair, that they have a plan, that they have an idea how they're going to get home, a safe ride home.
Yeah, absolutely. Because my guess is this is one of those do it because it's the right thing to do, but we're also going to be out watching for people doing the wrong thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be watching for impaired drivers going in and out of that gate for sure.
Well, and I appreciate you doing that. We all do. Yeah. We were talking in the first half of the show. We're going to continue talking about leaving kiddos, leaving pets inside of vehicles. Monica Keene and Berkeley Conrad in with us today. And Monica, you were saying it doesn't even necessarily, I mean, today, tomorrow is going to be super important because it's going to be like 91, 92 degrees, but it doesn't even necessarily have to be that hot outside. You said 60 degrees can cause a problem.
We've had deaths of children as low as 60 degrees outside. What happens is these cars will continue to heat up, and people don't realize it's like that greenhouse effect that we're talking about. It has no escape, and it just continues to heat up in those compartments in the car.
Yeah, my guess is it's sort of like when the fire departments put on the displays of this is what happens when a spark catches your Christmas tree or, you know, whatever on fire, and it goes from, oh, wow, that's burning, to an inferno in seconds. The same sort of thing would happen for this, right? Like if we put a thermometer inside the car, you're going to see how quickly that thing just shoots up.
Absolutely.
We did a PSA last week, and we did that exact same thing. We measured the temperature in about 30 minutes. It went from about 70 degrees to over 100 degrees in a vehicle.
Wow.
And that was, I think, the average temp last week was about 70.
Yeah, I was going to say it was right around 70 degrees maybe. really nice outside. So you wouldn't even necessarily think, you know, you might even think, oh, I got 10, 15 minutes. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's that is not the case.
And something to think about, most of these babies, you know, wearing full outfits, coats, because they don't have that ability to regulate their temperature. So we're usually mamas. I'm a mama. I usually dressed my kid a little bit warmer because he was getting chilly a little bit. So a lot of these babies are dressed pants, you know, long mm-hmm. sleeves, gloves on their fingers if their fingernails are cutting up their face. So they're not really dressed for the 100-degree weather in that car.
Yeah, and we're adding in here too. Of course, remember don't leave your pets in the car either. But why? I mean, a silly question maybe, but why are you guys involved in this? I mean, why is this something that's obviously important to you because you're here chatting about it this morning?
Yeah, I think it's seasonal awareness. Right now, it's 90 degrees out. It's going to be hot the rest of the summer. We're kind of getting into our second summer. We just don't want any tragedies. We want to do our part to try to prevent anything awful from happening in our community that we love. We love the kids in our community. So mm-hmm. I think we just want to get the information out there and just a friendly reminder to people. And if it makes one person, one parent today or the next 3 months check their back seat just out of habit from listening to this, we've done our job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we were talking during the break that you've got to make sure that your car, when you're even at home and in your driveway, it's a good thing to have it locked anyway. So, I mean, because we do have – seems like sort of waves of people going around checking if cars are open and then, oh, hey, this one's open. What's in the glove box? Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, just that. Mm-hmm. But kids will get in the car. Kids will lock themselves in the car.
Yeah, our kids are explorers. They're always learning. They're always wanting to go in and doors that they don't know what's behind, and they like to play on the wheel like mommy and daddy. The fact of the matter is, just practice that safe thing and lock your car. You're going to prevent thefts. You're going to prevent your child crawling in the car and locking him or herself in that car. And the issue is these parents, you know, where are the first places that you're going to look for your kid? It's probably the bathroom because my kid always liked to play in my makeup. It was ridiculous. But you're not going to really think, oh, the car outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've been in there for, what, 30 plus minutes as you're looking for your child. And now they're at that risk. You're at that stage where that child's going to get some health issues or possibly, you know, die. And that's such a tragic thing to happen. So, yeah, keep your car locked. It's the best thing to do.
Yeah, well, and we talked about national numbers. 52 children died last year from heat-related illnesses and problems from being left in a car. How do those translate to Helena or maybe Montana as a whole? I mean, what do we see in the state as far as deaths maybe every year? I mean, my guess is it's not as high just because of population numbers, but
I can't speak for the state. You know, I've been with the police department for 16 years, and in my time, we haven't had a heat stroke death, but we commonly have kids locked in cars, which is mm-hmm. maybe not the same thing, but we do have kids locked in the cars, and we respond to those on a regular basis.
Wow.
And we also respond to people calling about cars, kids left in cars at grocery stores or at department stores, which we have to thank the community for because those are the people that made the decision to call because they just saw a kid in the car and they're like, well, maybe I'll just give a call. So we have to thank those guys because that's what we need. That's what we need the community to do to help us to respond to these.
Right, because I guess there's that sort of initial attitude of, I don't want to be that guy, right?
Right.
I don't want, you know, it sounds like HPD does get calls related to, I'm assuming, pets as well and kids
all
left in cars.
All the time. And we really appreciate the Helena community to do that. And you're not that guy. You're somebody that is just focusing on the safety. And if you didn't say something and something happened, now you have to live with that decision.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen. We just want a safe community to have a really good summer. And if that means we respond to these things, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
I'd echo what Monica said just with animals, too. We get a lot of animals left in cars that the windows are cracked, and no one wants to go check on it. And I guess I'm using air quotes here with that guy, but if you don't want to be that guy, you can always call us anonymous and still provide that important information. We're still going to respond to all those calls for service, but you don't have to leave your information either
right.
if you want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what can people – we sort of touched on maybe a little bit in the first half, Monica, you mentioned, but – what can people do to make sure that they don't forget their kid in the car? I mean, you talk about, you know, something that you're going to need, like your laptop or whatever. Make sure that you just always keep that in the back because then you're always going to check the back, right? And it becomes part of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some? I mean, is that maybe the best thing to do is put something in the back seat that you're going to have to get?
Right. Yeah, just create that healthy habit. If that's what you have to do that, then do it.
I always just check in your back
just
seat.
Just check your back seat. Yeah. Make it a
every
habit.
Every time you get out of your car.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Kids or no kids, pet or no pet, you're looking in your back seat. Open the door, physically mm-hmm. look, and then go about your business.
So what do we do if we happen to see a child or pet left in the car? Obviously, the first thing is to call you, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. go 911. Is that the first thing we do?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So typically when we investigate, if you want to call it that, when we go to a child or a pet in the car, we're going to see who owns the car. We're going to try and call that registered owner or the parent or whoever we can get a hold of as immediate as possible. And you remember, those minutes are precious, so this is very time sensitive. Once we get to that stage where we're not going to be able to get a hold of somebody, then we have to take more drastic measures to relieve that heat inside. So, you know, trying doors, trying to get the windows down, maybe unlocking the car. HPD doesn't want to go around busting out windows. That's right. Not what we do. But if we have to do it, we will, because the safety of that child or that pet is very important.
So as just a citizen, past making that phone call, then what? I mean, because as you said, the minutes are important. What should we do, or what are we sort of legally allowed to do in that situation?
Here's what I would say, is that we want you to provide very good information to dispatch on the condition of the kid, the child, the pet. Is the car locked, unlocked? How does the child look? And if it looks like it is a dire situation, everybody's listening to the radio. So if it's a plainclothes detective or East Valley Fire Department member, and if it's emergent, everybody's coming, and we'll be there in a minute to make that decision. Mm-hmm. If we need to break out the window to get the child out, the dog out. I guess we kind of want to shy away a little bit from somebody taking it into their own hands and taking a child out of a car. But I guess if it's a life or death situation and you're on the phone with 911, we can definitely work things out once we get on scene.
Right. Because mm-hmm. I suppose that's just that initial, you know, especially as for mothers, fathers, parents, I mean, for anybody, but just that sort of like, you, Monica, like you said, you know, you've got a kiddo. You understand that immediate instinct is, I'm going to solve this. I'm going to solve it now. Mm-hmm. We'll let everything else sort it out when it gets here, which maybe is the right thing. Maybe is the wrong thing. I don't know.
Right. I guess I can't answer that here. There's probably an incident out there where it is the right thing, and there's mm-hmm. definitely an incident out there where it's the wrong thing. So we're just going to go case by case, and if that person feels like they have to do that, we'll have to work it out when we get there. But we can be in any one spot. With the help of our partners with the county, the sheriff's office, the fire department, we can be anywhere at any time fairly quick,
right.
Within a minute or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hopefully, with any luck, the doors are unlocked, right?
Right.
That makes it a little easier for us to make that decision as a
Absolutely.
Citizen. I'm just going to open the door.
Right. We have tools that can get in quickly instead mm-hmm. of a big boulder that we smash through the back window type thing.
Right.
Right. The biggest thing I have to remind the community for Helena is to remain on scene. If you're going to make a call to dispatch about something that's serious as that, please remain on scene. Give us the updates, because as we're screaming down the streets to this call, we're listening for this new updated information, which will help us make the decisions when we get there.
So we've got, I guess we got about 3 minutes left. Anything else that we missed in this topic that is important to get out? I think we hit a lot of stuff, but I want to make sure we didn't pass over anything.
The biggest thing, I mean, just don't leave your child or pet in or around the car, not mm-hmm. even for a minute. We have to be more vigilant because, like I said, the 52 deaths last year are 52 too many. The 18 this year are 18 way too many.
Yeah.
And the hundreds of deaths that we have with these pets should never happen.
So if we see something, it's just an immediate 911.
See something, say something. Yeah. If you don't want to call, have somebody else call, or be anonymous. We can do that to help you out.
Yeah. Is there anything else as far as, you know, seasonal awareness, Berkeley, that we need to just be aware of right now? Because especially in Montana, when seasons change, different things are happening, different things are problems.
Sure. Well, it's a totally changing gears, but we could talk about vehicle break-ins.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We got the time. We got like 2 minutes left. We might as well hit something. If there's something important, we need to get out there.
Well, I think it's important that people understand that if you have something important that's to you, valuable, that if you want to keep it, you need to remove it from your vehicle, you need to hide it in your trunk, and you need to lock your vehicle. And that goes for garages, too, and houses when you leave. You know, I love Helena. My heart's here. I'll be here probably forever. But it's not as small a town as everybody wants to think, and we need to be vigilant about helping us out with crime control, and that is doing your part with locking your house, locking your car, and pulling your valuables out if you like them.
Yeah. So again, it's going back to basics, right?
Right. It's nothing rocket science here that we're talking about. It's just remove your stuff and lock your stuff.
Are we seeing any kind of problems with that right now with cars? Or I know sometimes there's mailboxes that get gone through. Are we seeing that at all right now, or is it just sort of the standard? We're seeing it here and there.
We want to say it's seasonal, but it really isn't. It's year round. People who are taking and stealing our items need money year round, just like we do. And so I think it's important that you don't just focus in on right now. Okay, during the summer months, I'm going to lock my car at the lake and in my driveway because it's hot out and people are walking the alleys and the streets at night, mm-hmm. checking car doors. That's happening year round. So it is especially important now because it is easier to walk around. People aren't wrapped up in three layers of coats. They're moving around the city pretty easy, the county at night, but it's happening all the time.
Yeah. So just lock your cars. And because it's keeping your kids safe too, lock the cars so the kids don't get in the car. And you don't want your kid rifling through your glove box any more than you want that guy walking down the street rifling through your glove box. So, guys, thanks for coming in. Berkeley Conrad and Monica Keene with the Helena Police Department. And just one more reminder, in case you haven't caught it here in the last 30 minutes, lock your cars and don't bring your kiddos or don't leave your kiddos in the car if it's going to be hot out there. And if it's going to be hot out there, leave the pets at home. They'll wait. Get them a treat. Bring them home to them, and they'll love you when you get there. That's all the time we got today. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.